Secure, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You'll find the text of the script on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday the 9th of February 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB invites information on solar installations. Draining work closes NRC this weekend. Thinking Day on the air next weekend. The RSGB is trying to build a clearer picture of the circumstances in which photovoltaic solar panel installations cause a significant rise in the noise levels on the amateur bands. If you or a neighbour have installed solar PV, please let us know whether you've noticed an increase in noise level. It's also valuable to know if noise levels are unchanged. The RSGB website has details of the information the Society would like to know, which includes things like power rating, equipment make, model and date of installations. Urgent remedial drainage work is taking place at Bletchley Park. It takes longer than anticipated, and regrettably the National Radio Centre will remain closed this weekend. It'll reopen for visitors next Thursday, the 13th of February. Thinking Day on the Air is an opportunity for the members of Girl Guiding, from the youngest rainbow to the oldest Trefoil Guild member, to talk to other members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts all over the world via amateur radio. The 2014 event, taking place next weekend, is very special as it celebrates the Brownies centenary. Ofcom has agreed to allow TDOTA stations to apply for the suffix GB100, followed by the usual two or three letters. Keep an ear open next weekend for these stations as many young people take to the air, perhaps for the very first time. Ahead of the September 2014 IARU Region 1 conference, the RSGB has opened a new set of discussion boards so that UK amateurs can suggest topics on matters such as operating procedures, technical standards and band plans. The initial phase is an open call and will be followed by further opportunities as UK papers are developed, or subsequently when all conference papers are available. There are separate boards covering HF and VHF microwave matters, as well as more generic topics. Current topics under discussion include QSLing and poor operating. Full details and links on the RSGB website, and all amateurs and shortwave listeners are invited to participate. Two radio amateurs with close IARU ties are amongst the winners of Dayton Hamfeston Hamvention 2014 awards. Named as Amateur of the Year is Larry E. Price, W4RA, President Emeritus of the ARRL and of the International Amateur Radio Union. ARRL CEO David Summer, K1ZZ, will receive the Special Achievement Award. Two new bands are available to Polish radio amateurs from the 18th of February. 472 to 479 kHz bands may be used with up to 1 watt EIRP, and the 122.25 to 123 GHz band may also be used. Both are allocated to the Polish amateur service on a secondary basis. The RSGB board has announced plans to sponsor a team of four young people to visit the IARU Youngsters on the Air event in July, hosted this year by the Finnish Radio Amateur League. All RSGB members between the ages of 15 to 25 have been sent a personal invitation to apply for an expenses-paid place on the UK team, and there's still time to apply. RSGB membership is free to people under 21, and to students under 25 in full-time education. The RSGB is also looking for a suitable person to lead the team. They may be over 25 and will preferably be a young teacher or other type of experienced youth leader. Applications for this position must be sent to tec.chair@rsgb.org.uk to reach the chairman of the Training and Education Committee chair by the 14th of February. The winter 2013-14 edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available. As well as the latest news, there's also an article on the supremacy of 5 MHz as a communication bridge, the new South African ZS6 KTS beacon, plus items on digital voice and the latest update of the worldwide 5 MHz amateur allocation chart. now with a total of 31 countries. You can find the 5 Megs newsletter at http://tinyurl.com/Oscar26HotelUniformZuluBravo. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today sees the Harwell Radio and Electronics Rally at Didcot, Didcot Leisure Centre, Mierland Road, Didcot, Torquin S22 free car parking, opens at 10 a.m. admittance £3 and a 12s free. Trade stands, flea market, special interest groups, licensed bar, catering and disabled facilities. Details from Anne, G8NVI 01235816379. Or online www.g3pia.org.uk. Next Friday, the 14th of February, the Ballymena ARC annual bring and buy will be held at the Ahoghill New Community Centre. I apologise for that, it's Ahoghill. Ahoghill, I'm sure there's better pronunciation. Anyway, New Community Centre, doors open 7 p.m, tables are free to sellers. Email kkernaham@aol.com for details. The Radioactive Rally will take place on the 16th of February in the Civic Hall, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW55DG. Doors open 10:30. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. More from Tim 01948519249. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear on GB2RS News or in Radcom, please email details to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. News now of special events. Next weekend there'll be stations operating for Thinking Day on the air using special GB100 call signs celebrating 100 years of the Brownies. Amongst those operating will be GB100EDG for Easingwold District Guides, GB100LB for Llandovery Brownies, GB100WB for Wingerworth Brownies, GB100SWD for Scarborough West Division Brownies. Keep a listen out for these stations and make contact with the young people trying amateur radio perhaps for the first time. Limerick Radio Club will be operating EI4LCC to celebrate Limerick being named as Ireland's first national city of culture. To mark the event, members of the Limerick Radio Club will air the call sign from their own QTH and from various locations within Limerick throughout the year. All details qrz.com. This is the year of homecoming in Scotland. Licensed amateurs with a main station address in Scotland will be permitted to use the special prefix A, such as GAMA2A, instead of the usual M. This is until the 30th of November, which is St Andrew's Day. The A stands for Alba, the Gaelic name for Scotland. An award is being sponsored by the GMDX Group, www.gmdx.org.uk. The Extreme DX and Contest Group will use II3CV from 15th of February to the 4th of March, celebrating the Carnival of Venice, QSL IK3HHX, Director Bureau. Information on the relevant award, www.extremegroup.org. DX News Now, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, K1ZE, W1EQ, W1UJ, will be on the airstroke KP2 from the Rental Mountain Breeze Villa on St. Croix, or St. Croix, iota reference NA106, between the 10th and 17th of February. Activity all HF, Band CW, SSB and RITI, QSL home calls. Four Italian operators will be active as Sugar 9, Tango Fox, from Principe Island, AF044, until the 12th of Feb. They are on all bands from 8 to 10 metres, using CWSSB and RITI, QSL's IK5 CRH. A group of Italian and Swiss operators will be active from Zanzibar Island, AF032, until the 13th of Feb. Their call sign is 5I0DX, and they can be found on all bands 8 to 10 metres, QSL manager IS0AGY. The F6KOP team will be operating from Réunion, which is AF016, until the 17th of Feb. Listen out for TO7CC. Eric, OE4AAC, will be visiting Rodriguez Island, AF017, until the 18th of Feb. Will be operating holiday style as 3B9 stroke OE4AAC on the 40 to 10 metre bands using CW. QSL Home call either direct or bureau. Several members of the Buddies in the Caribbean De-Expedition group will get on the air from Bequida, IOTA NA025, until the 18th of Feb. They will be operating using CWQSLs to home calls, so listen on the air for instructions. Contest news: the Ritty leg of the CQ Worldwide WPX contest finishes at midnight on the 9th, having run for 48 hours. It will undoubtedly keep the data modes portions of the bands very busy. The exchange's RST and serial number. PACC Dutch contest is a CW and SSB event, finishes 24-hour session at 1200 UTC today, the 9th of Feb. For non-Dutch stations, there are numerous single-op categories, work everyone but concentrate on the Netherlands, because multipliers are awarded for the 12 Dutch provinces. The exchange's signal reports and serial number with Dutch operators sending their province too. The 432 Megs UK Activity Contest takes place on Tuesday from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Data leg of the 80-metre club championships takes place on Wednesday, 2000 to 2130 UTC, exchange's signal report and serial number. The ARRL International DX Contest takes place for the full 48 hours, 15th to the 16th. Work the US contiguous 48 states and Canada only, giving a signal report in your transmitting power. US or Canadian stations give a signal report in their state or province code. This is the CW leg of the event. Solar factual data now for the period from Friday the 31st of January to Thursday the 6th of February, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 7th of February. Two large sunspot regions produced numerous C-class solar flares every day, and solar activity increased to high on the 2nd and the 4th due to the fact that more than 5 M-class solar flares took place during the same day. In fact, 7 occurred on the 2nd, and in total 16 M-class flares took place during the period. Solar flux levels increased slightly more than forecast, from 166 units on the 31st to 194 by the 5th. The average was 185 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 6th was 155 units, 3 units up on last week. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day. The most disturbed day was the 6th, with an AP index of 7 units. The average was AP3 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 300 kilometres per second on the 1st to 460 by the 5th. Particle densities were low every day, except for a brief increase to 13 particles per cubic centimetre on the 4th. With a quiet magnetic field, the magnetic component of the solar wind, the BZ, showed only minor variations of no more than minus 7 and plus 10 nanoteslas during the period. Finally, the solar forecast for the next week: presently two large sunspot regions dominate the solar disk. However, these will rotate out of view in the next day or two. Until then, solar activity could be moderate levels, but then activity is expected to decline to low levels. Solar flux levels are expected to decline to around the 130s or 140s. Geomagnetic activity could be unsettled today and tomorrow, but then decline to quiet levels for a remainder of the period. However, there is a slight chance that a coronal mass ejection could head our way. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 32 megs. Darkness hour low should be about 9 megs. Passed this week to South Africa should see the maximum usable frequency, the optimum working frequency, above 30 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 0900 and 1700 hours UTC. And that's it from the propagation for this propagation team for this week. You're listening to GB2RS. This is GB2RS. Here's the news now for the UK Midlands. We start with news from clubs that have several events this week. Wither Radio Club is on a trip to Didcot Rally today and has a club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. The foundation course continues on Monday. Tuesday sees a Morse class at 7:45 and a committee meeting at 8:30. The 80-metre club championship contest data leg is on Wednesday from 8 p.m. and Friday sees the Shack social from 7:30. On Saturday, the foundation practicals commence at 9 a.m. Next Sunday, there's a trip to the Nantwich rally. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its ClubNet on Monday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz, and also Friday at 9 p.m. because the hall is in use. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. South Birmingham Radio Society is holding a committee meeting at 8 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday sees the regular coffee morning in the shack from 11 a.m. Training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, are on Thursday and Friday sees work in the shack. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is meeting on Monday at Sutton Coalfield Rugby Club from 7:15 p.m. Tuesday sees an open net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 432 MHz UK Activity Contest from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday sees shack activities and a natter night from 7:30. The club net is on Thursday on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. and Saturday sees the surgery plus new licensee mentoring. More information from Pam Rose, G4STO 01427 788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the UKAC 432 MHz on Tuesday, along with radio operation and projects. On Saturday, there's a video about vintage electronics by Mike, G8CTJ. Contact Steve, G8LYB 01788 578940. Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is having a talk on transceiver controls on Tuesday. Saturday sees the start of the weekend Thinking Day on the Air event at Purdiswell. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, email secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. Back to traditional listings and date order. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having a VHF operating and workshop evening. Contact AN21GKY 01242-699595 in the daytime. Also Monday, Stratford-upon-Avon District Radio Society is in the shack for a project discussion. Contact G0CHO 01608664488. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, email radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday still, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is looking at vintage cine. More information from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509504319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. On Wednesday, South Castevin Amateur Radio Society has its net on 145.525 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550. On Wednesday, Telford District Amateur Radio Society is holding its under £5 construction competition. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299677. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is holding a group meeting. More from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. On Thursday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club is having a talk on the easy way to learn Morse code by Ian, G4XFC. Contact Bob, G3VCA, 07971166250. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having a data night. Contact Chris, M0BQE, 01905776869. And lastly, Spalding. On Sunday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a junk sale at Bromley Hall. More information from Graham Bohr, G8NWC, 0775-760832. And that's it for another week.